From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Tin Angel by Cat Martin. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. San Francisco, 1872. Jake Weston dropped his long booted legs from the roll-top desk and stood up. After digging a coin from the pocket of his breeches, he flipped it to the tow-headed boy from the Wells Fargo Telegraph office. "Thank you, Mr. Weston." The boy grinned at the generosity of the tip and backed through the open office door. The etching on the frosted glass identified Jake as the proprietor, only a slight exaggeration in the past, and a fact now that Henry Taggart had died. Just 2 days ago, Willard Jensen, Henry's lawyer, had come to Jake with the news that Henry had left him half the interest in everything he'd owned. Well, 49%. That was almost the same as half. The boy turned to leave, and Jake closed the door behind him, shutting out the plinkety-plink of a cheap piano that mingled with the din of boisterous voices and high-pitched female laughter. Jake had occupied the office above the saloon for the last 4 of the 5 years he'd been Henry's manager. Of course, the word manager was a bit misleading. Ramrod would probably be a more accurate description. Jake smiled at the thought. He didn't hurry with the telegram. He knew who it was from. Instead, he casually sliced open the ivory envelope with the edge of his pocket knife. Returning to his swivel chair, he propped his feet back up on the desk and leaned back. "Dear Jake, I am stricken with the news of Father's death. Though we have never met, I am confident of your ability to watch after my affairs until I arrive. Please do not inter my father until I reach San Francisco. Warmest regards, Jesse Taggart." Jake ran a hand through his wavy black hair, then took a cheroot from his waistcoat pocket and bit off the end. "Damn fool woman."